The Anchorage Police Department is moving to a new home, taking over an embattled downtown building that's been vacant since it was abandoned by state lawmakers. The Anchorage Assembly gave its final stamp of approval for APD to relocate to a six-story office building designed to house the state's Legislative Information Office, or LIO. The Anchorage Community Development Authority, a quasi-governmental entity, bought the building this summer from an out-of-state bank for $14 million. Now it'll be the landlord collecting just over $132,000 a month in rent from APD. Police Chief Justin Dahl says the department has outgrown its 1980s era headquarters near the UMed district.
One of the more pressing needs that we have right now that we've talked to the body about several times is the need to store evidence.
The department says it also needs more room for administrative staff, detectives, and officers. APD and the administration have said the move spares the city tens of millions of dollars and years of planning that it would take to build a new facility of its own. But Assemblymember Amy Demboski, the lone no vote on the measure, believes it's an inessential expense at a time when crime in the city requires a more direct response.
I'm looking at needs, and to me, this is a want versus a need at this moment. I think everybody's rushing to do it as fast as they possibly can.
With the Assembly's final approval, Chief Dahl anticipates command and administrative staff will begin moving into the new building within 3 weeks. He hopes to have more than 150 employees moved in by January.